Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, everybody, I'm Kim Holderness.
And I'm Penn Holderness. Thank you so much for tuning into the Holderness Family Podcast. How you doing, babe?
I am here. And
yeah.
Things are doing.
Yep.
We've had a big week.
We sure have.
You guys, as you know, if you listen to this podcast, I struggle with some anxiety. And what I've learned is anxiety is just trying to control the future. And it turns out in this wonderful world we live in, that is impossible.
Yeah,
I'm
in most
trying
worlds.
Though.
Yeah.
I am super trying. So I have issues. I have learned when it's time for me to give up control of a situation. Now, to be clear, there are things I love to not control, like paperwork. We know that's my kryptonite, right? I love to not control vacation planning. There are things that I just am not good at and I don't control. But when it comes to matters of my children and their safety, I am a bit of a mama bear. So what happens when you have a very anxious, controlling mama bear, and then you have a child get her license?
Well, it's happened, people. And I want to hear, because Kim took her, we had, as you guys may or may not know, as parents, we were just sort of ships passing in the night and have been for quite some time when you have to get two kids all over God's green earth. And so Kim, who I think took on most of the driver's ed for Lola, went with her for the driver's test. So I want to hear the story because it has happened. And then I want to talk about it some.
Just so you know, guys, we're going to have Dr. Hope Seidel, a wonderful parenting coach, on this podcast, who has become a friend of mine. And everything she says, even in our just social interactions, I just want to write it down. And she's going to talk with us about giving the very necessary act of releasing the grip at every stage. You know, going to kindergarten, going to college, getting a license, like all of these things that if you're parenting well, you are letting go. And just how as parents, we can support our kids through that. But on a personal note, yes, I knew I would be a little anxious and I didn't want that to ruin Lola's vibe. So immediately it takes 3 months to get an appointment. So I had an appointment and I thought, you know what? Let me send Penn with her because Penn is just definitely more chill. That way she won't be nervous. But then I thought, you know what? No, I've done 95% of the driving training. You definitely stepped in, you know, here and there as well, but I was the one doing it. She's a good driver and she is my daughter. So 60 hours was required by law in our state and she did 100 hours. We tracked every hour. And so she was ready and I'm like, I need to go be there for this, you know. And she drives the hour there and she's such a good driver. She takes the test and she was very nervous. Not that she didn't feel like she was up to the challenge. It's just her friends have told her stories, you know, they failed the test. Like, oh, it's because the person was so harsh and so mean. You know, no, that's not what, you know, happened. She took the test and came back and she's like, how does anybody fail that test? It's not that hard. She came back in and the guy, I guess, didn't tell her if she had passed or not because he said, how do you think she did? And she's like, I think I did great. And he goes, you did. You're a good driver. And it was really nice to hear. And it was just, it was like no big deal. But then immediately she wanted to go drive by herself.
Bless yes. you. People, here are where two paths are going to diverge a bit. I thought that when this happened, we were supposed to go, whoa, our daughter, we did this. Like we raised a responsible child who can drive. We can get some of our life back.
Right.
We can, you know what? We can just move on. She's going to drive herself to school. There might be a couple of fender benders. I had some fender benders.
I'm not chill with the fender bender. Anyway,
but,
continue.
But I like, so that's one path.
And then the other path is the path I'm on.
And it was interesting because she did go drive to a friend's house this weekend. And you even were noticing the potential of her needing to do like a 3-point turn.
Well,
right? Like
okay, so I knew that the parking at this friend's house, because she has several friends who drive, was going to be tricky. And I was like, okay, if you take a left here and you enter this way, that way you're entering on the right, so you're not doing a 3. I drew her a map. And I tracked her, and she didn't do it. She ended up having to do a 3-point turn, which is fine. She's great at 3-point turns.
Yes.
But I am trying to be chill.
Yeah.
So she knows I believe in her. But we spent hours, days, weeks, years of our life driving our kids hither and yon, but I never really complained about it. I always knew this day would come that I would not see her as much.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. And that I'm having that trouble kind of letting go of that. I'm trying to be chill. But this is where Dr. Hope Seidel comes in.
Right. Really quickly. And this was the reason why I actually told you, I was like, let's bring Hope on here. Not just for the podcast, but I kind of want you to hear her say that you are doing quite a good job, Kim. You are like, you have done a great job. And also just in this short amount of time, because I started detecting some of these behaviors from you last night, mm-hmm. and I was just keeping an eye on my wife. And so I did like some Googling about letting go. And I found some really good resources. I think Hope will do it just as good a job explaining it as I would. But the one of the most interesting things that I saw was that all those transitions that you were describing, like the mm-hmm. end of kindergarten, first day of kindergarten, you know, going to college, your wedding day, the license, like all of those sort of letting go points, parents accept them with an intensity that no one ever expects, to the point that sometimes there's grieving, similar to the grieving that you do with real loss. And so when I read that, I was like, oh, we need a doctor.
Yeah,
to talk about this.
So Dr. Hope Seidel has been a pediatrician for over 20 years. About 10 years into her career, she began to notice she was healing parents more than children. She now offers regular parenting classes and one-on-one parent coaching to help manage the feelings of worry, fear, uncertainty, expectation, judgment, and confusion that comes with being a parent. She teaches parents to trust themselves. Dr. Hope Seidel has 2 grown children, Grace and Jared, and when she isn't working, she is a reluctant runner, and she loves to cook and travel. Welcome, Dr. Hope.
Dr. Seidel, you are a great problem solver in our family. And I need you to tell my wife, first of all, how normal it is to have some anxiety during a child's first license, and also just how awesome she is. So go.
Well, first of all, yeah. Hope, it took all that I had in my soul not to text you from the DMV on Friday.
Right. Yeah.
Because I knew you were busy, but I was like, oh my God, need emergency coaching now.
Yeah.
She just has taken off to go take her driver's test. But yeah. So anyway, hi.
Hi. So wait, what's the question? How amazing Kim is?
That's not a question.
I gave you too many questions. No, we were just talking beforehand that she's feeling some anxiety, and I don't know that she's feeling that she should be having anxiety because we've raised this great girl, and now she's got her license, and it's triggering new emotions, right?
Wait, is it grief or anxiety or both?
Oh, that
we talked about that too.
Yes, that is a really good question. I think there is some grief, but it's probably the word for it, because I don't get like super sentimental about things. Typically, I'm not one of those that's like, oh, this is your first this or your last that. Like, I don't, but I found myself getting weirdly emotional in the waiting room because I was like, no, this isn't supposed to be happening because I just took her to kindergarten. So this is not happening. And also very aware, the very natural thing to happen now is she drives herself places. So I get less time with her. But then also just the regular, just because I'm who I am, the anxiety about, honestly, about that she drives into the wrong driveway at this point and like gets shot at. Like that's a new fear unlocked. So
Yeah. Well, I think they're separate, right? There's a level of anxiety that I think most typical parents feel when their child is getting into a vehicle that is frankly could potentially be life-threatening to them and then doing that independently. So, I mean, I think, first of all, like, I don't think anything's gone wrong if you're feeling that that's the case. Like, yes. I mean, yeah. I hope that's normal. I certainly felt that myself and still sometimes do.
Yeah. Do you still track your kids as they're driving? Do you still track Grace?
You know, the only time I don't. Grace is off Life360 or whatever platform I had. I did use some of those because I didn't want my kids texting and driving. And so when I was calling to check on where they were all the time, it also was putting them in danger. So I did keep those on for that reason, just to make sure I knew where they were when they were on their way home, because it's tempting for me to check in and wonder. So
yeah,
to that extent, I did. But no, I don't. Both my kids are in college and they're off my monitoring for the most part.
You're going to have to walk me through that.
Can we go back to when you asked whether it was anxiety or grief? I did read somewhere that sometimes these transition points, like going to college, getting your license, just all of these
growth,
going to kindergarten, that people experience them sometimes in the same way that people experience loss of loved ones.
100%. I mean, I think that's actually what I was expecting you to speak to, right? Because even though they still need us, they need us in a different way. And to your point, Kim, like practically speaking, if you have a lot of communication with your preteen or your teenager in the car, which tends to be a really easy time for them to have conversations with you when you're not looking right at each other, you know, that is definitely a time that is a loss. It requires us to be a little more creative. But one of the ways I think about it, if this is helpful, is this idea between like parenting from scarcity and parenting from sufficiency. So the idea is kind of like when we're in scarcity, we're feeling kind of wishing things were different and we have expectations or we're in judgment or we're controlling or we're afraid, right? But when we're in sufficiency and we're really radically committed to seeing it in that way, we're trusting and accepting and connected and empathic and compassionate. And when we're parenting from that place, then we see each of their stages as abundant and enough and wonderful, right? Mm. And I think we should pay attention to our grief and all these endings, but when we focus on them, we miss what's so precious in the present and we miss the beauty of the beginnings, which is really, really easy to do.
Ugh, you're gonna make me cry. And we'll be right back.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I try to live my life assuming the best, believe it or not. I know of my anxious soul, but I do try to believe the best in people. I try to believe the best outcome. I am, of the two of us, I am the optimist between Penn and I, believe it or not. But I don't know that I've had that in my parenting. So that is a very, that's going to be a very useful mind shift. Because I still have, I mean, listen, I called my mom today for advice. You know, like I'm 47. And I'm still engaging, looking for advice. So it's not like this is the last time I'm going to talk to my daughter, you know?
And also, like, one of the things that our brain does when we're in scarcity or when we're in grief is that we assume that where we were is better than where we're going. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that we're not trusting that this next chapter could easily be even better than what it was before. And so I think of it like, right now you're making this moment to some extent about you, right? Like how we're feeling. And that is worth honoring and processing with Penn and doing all the things, right? But when we join our kids in these really exciting moments and look at it through their lens, it takes us out of the equation and we're really able to be so much more present and excited and abundant.
You're not wrong.
I read something in an article from a guy named Tim Walker about when his kid got their driver's license, and this mantra that he said to himself to try to like calm him down, it was, "You are not in." This is to the parent. The parent says this to themselves. "You are not in control, and you haven't been for a while. It's part of being a parent of a teenager. Every year means letting go of more and more of it. I'm guessing that this is just the beginning for us of letting go, isn't it?"
Yeah. But if you really focus on how you've prepared her, and you alluded to this at the beginning of our conversation, like, she's ready, you know? And the way children learn about life skills is, you know, life skills aren't taught, they're experienced, right? Like, if she was able to drive, she would have just taken the written test, and then you would have put her in front of the wheel, right? Like, she has to experience the experience of her life in order to learn those skills. And it is a total, complete shift of dropping control. And let's be honest, you never really had control. You just thought you did.
Correct. And you have told me that before. And I think the illusion of control, even the pretend control, the emotions I would go through, helped keep me calm. But I think a new goal will be to parent from a different mindset. Because I think the control is not doing, I never had control. You're absolutely right. I never had control.
Yeah. Yeah. And our kids really, we control what we don't trust. And when you're willing to show your child that you trust her in that moment, it also creates a trust in herself, which is really what she needs to be safe on the road, to be able to access her own wisdom when she needs to make decisions. It's the very thing we don't want to do, which is release control, that allows them to access control for themselves, which is both awful and amazing.
I know. It is really awful. But, you know, we have friends and they have children that are much younger, and they will oftentimes say like, "Oh, you guys are so lucky. You have teenagers who could like be home alone. You don't have to hire babysitters anymore." And I have said, "You guys have no idea, like, big kids, big problems." But first of all, no stage in parenting is easy. Nothing was a breeze. I do love this part of parenting. I do love the teenage stage. I think they're great. But the challenge I'm facing now is giving up control. So, like, are there ways, tiny ways, is there language I should be using with my kids, with my partner, to parent from a different mindset, to let them know that I'm, you know, celebrating the beginnings, like you said?
Well, I always say when I'm coaching parents that, you know, you can't access a really good action or language or conversation if your thoughts are still mired in things that are not healthy and happy and productive or content or at peace. So it really matters very little what you say if you don't believe it yourself. So really, to your point, working on your mindset around how exciting this time is can really allow you to access whatever words are going to feel sensible for you and your connection with your daughter. But I really do believe that our kids sometimes are uncertain in these life changes as well. Like, these are also really big shifts for them. And so when we're willing to allow them to borrow our belief that things are going to be okay, and we really are working hard to believe in ourselves, they need that anchor right now, because this is also quite eventful for her, right? I can even remember, I'm not sure if you can, but I can remember the first time I drove away from my house and nobody was in the car. Yeah. It was crazy town. I'm like, what is happening right now?
This seems like a good time to talk about some divergent paths in our relationship.
Let's hear it, Penn.
The two things that Kim and I have in common when it comes to all this is that we feel like we're just going to miss her a little bit more. Because there was that time driving with her that was like the time that you got to cheat and get to know her. Mm-hmm. Other than that, just real quick, when I got my license, woohoo! Like, I did not have any real emotions except freedom.
Yeah,
and joy,
which is the natural emotion.
And wonderment. And so I do think that, like, I'm probably a little closer to the camp, and I may not be the only person who's like this, who's like, she is ready. My life just got simpler. Yeah. I'm not going to worry about this. If she gets in a wreck, that's why we got her airbags. Like, that's, I'm serious. That's maybe. So I guess, do I need to get reeled in as well?
I'm glad you said that, because you started the conversation asking how to create some support around anxious and grief feelings. Mm-hmm. But the truth is that there's many parents who are, this is an enormous opportunity, especially, I don't know, I can remember just sending my kid on 1,000 errands all the time. It was amazing.
I know. I may never leave the house, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not only do we not have to drive with her, but she can drive other people and go do things. It's, again, but I also understand what you're going through.
No, I have to say, so she drove yesterday during that, there was like that terrible rainstorm that came through. Like, that was like her first solo outing. So I was like, okay, cool. She's doing that. But then she drove today, and I was like, I didn't track her the entire way. So I'm like, I'm baby steps and she took her brother out to lunch today. And I was like, well, there's my whole heart in one car. I was like, there they go. And I was chill, wasn't I? I was chill.
Yeah, we watched Jury Duty, didn't we?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Hope, have you seen Jury Duty?
Have you seen that show, Jury Duty?
No, don't tell me another show I need to watch. What is it?
Oh my God.
You can finish it in one day if you really try.
If you really try and you commit yourself, Hope, you could finish it.
Okay.
It is like Xanax for your, it's like, it is a weighted blanket for your soul. It is so funny.
I'm not going to give any spoilers, except it's a documentary of a jury and a jury selection. Except it's totally fake, except for one person.
It's the Truman Show.
Yeah.
Meets.
Who has no idea that everyone around him is an actor. And I don't know how they pulled it off.
And they set this up very, it's like the first thing you see, so we're not spoiling anything.
Yeah.
It is the most adorable show.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. All right. I'm on it.
Okay. Yeah. But that's what so yesterday was our anniversary, and we had like youth sports going on. And then we went out to dinner. But I think I was so emotionally spent from the day before. And and that I was like, we went out to dinner for 55 minutes?
56 minutes.
It was a really nice restaurant, and we just wrapped it up real fast. I was like, let's go home and put on sweatpants.
As we left our anniversary dinner, we ran into some friends walking into a non-anniversary dinner. So we're like, yep, that's us now.
That's us.
Going to go see Jury Duty. Bye.
Okay, Hope.
Well, listen, let me tell you one thing.
No.
One thing I will say is that you asked me what you could say to your partner. And so throwing this out here as an ideal is just this idea that, in addition to honoring the fact that we're struggling with whatever emotion we're having in the moment, what can we celebrate about this right now would be so helpful, right? Is this idea that, like, to Penn's point, we can celebrate that she's independent, that we trust her to drive, I mean, there's so many ways in sufficiency you can see how there's things to celebrate. And then when you shift your mind towards that, it keeps you from getting into this space of so much fear and anxious and sad, because these moments are a big deal for everybody.
If you log on Facebook or Instagram right now, everybody's posting prom pictures and like the, senior prom pictures, and then graduation is right around the corner. So like everybody, this is Lola getting her license, but I'll blink and then the next big thing is going to happen, and everybody's going through it. So I mean, is it just me or are other parents that you coach dealing with these sorts of ends and beginnings?
Well, I think if you love somebody, you're paying attention to these sorts of things. Like, I don't see the point in not being sad about it. I just don't want you to parent from that place. So you're in fear and anxiety and stealing the joy of the moment for your child, right? Like, of course it's normal. I think that, you know, I think it's just the most important thing is for you to acknowledge it and manage it yourself as opposed to making your daughter responsible for that. But short of that, of course, this is the whole point of our kids are completely dependent on us for such a long period of time. And then the idea that we would just at some point never care if they don't need us anymore is just a lot.
Yeah, I was reading somebody, I don't know, maybe I was listening to a podcast. They're talking about, you know, codependency and the sort of definition of it and need, you know, that the, maybe it was you, Pope, maybe we were talking through this one day. And I was like, I've worked on this and I'm getting better at it, but I struggle with the fact that my mood is completely dependent on the mood of my immediate family. They have a bad day. I have a bad day. So I have been working on that and it's totally getting, I'm just aware of it. So that makes it better, I have to say.
Yeah, it's everything. Yeah, for sure. It is a process to let go, for sure, recognizing that other people's feelings have nothing to do with you. But you're a feeler. Like, you feel other people's, empaths do that. I mean, you feel other people's emotions very deeply. Not everybody does.
I know. I wish it was something I could turn off. It's very useful in a group of people because I can sense, like, the tension and I can sense the person who needs to be paid attention to. And so it's useful sometimes, but there are sometimes I wish I could turn that off. Of course,
but it's what makes you so able to be intimate with the people who you really love, right? And so, you know, there's a 50-50 of almost everything that is wonderful about us, and that's just the cost of being really in tune to that sort of thing.
I do want everybody to know, and especially my friend Hope, that on the way to get her, we had to drive an hour to get there. She drove, and I was like the biggest hype girl. The language out of my face. It was like, oh my gosh, you have this. You're such a good driver. I wouldn't let you take this test unless you were ready. Like, I was hype girl. And I jumped up and down and I took pictures and I did the whole thing. So I hope that outwardly I was very normal, but it was just the inside.
I'll jump in really quickly and say that I don't think you have parented from a position of anxiety. I think it's mostly been things that you've either kept to yourself or shared with your husband.
He gets it all.
But I think you're doing fine with Lola.
I actually think it's okay for our kids to know we're anxious. I just think it's important that we share it in a way that doesn't make them responsible for making us feel less anxious. Like, to say to your daughter, I'm really sad in this moment. This is a big deal for me and for you, and I'm having a minute. And you, I'm not taking that from you, you know? I think it's okay for them to see that we're emotionally affected by the problem. I mean, I cried like a baby when I took my kid to college and in kindergarten, and I don't have any drama about it at all. I mean,
You've coached me on that before, because I think what I was doing before was like, I'm fine. Everything's fine. Look at me. I'm fine. And it was like jazz hands. And then you mentioned that to me. And so I have been more intentionally saying, oh, after a rough day, for example, like, I really struggled with this, or I just letting them know that when things are hard, and I'm like, we're going to make it. Everything's going to be great. But this is actually really hard right now, because I think before I was a little sunshiny about everything, and that doesn't set them up for any sort of realistic life moving forward, because nothing is freaking sunshine all the time.
And it's not true. I mean, it's also not true. When you want to be really honest with your kids, it's not true. The key to what you said was, is that you're sharing how you feel, but you're not making them responsible for how you feel or for fixing it. Sometimes if I'm sad, I'll say to my kids, I'm feeling really sad. And my son sometimes, because he's very empathic, will say, what can I do? Nothing, baby. I got this. I just want you to know that that's what this is. Yeah. So he can connect with the emotion, but not be responsible for it. That's how we create codependent kids, right? That's how that happens.
Yeah. I have to say, your kids are very good references, because they are really, they kick butt and they're very awesome. You've done a good job with them. Okay. So how can people find you? Where can they find you to work with you?
Well, I coach parents one-on-one virtually all over the country. And Probably the easiest way to find me is on my website, www.parentwithhope.com. But you can also send me an email at parentwithhope@gmail.com, and I will send you a message back. And
she's the very best.
Hope, thanks for the free session.
You realize that this is just a free session, right? That anything, I just...
Hey, you want to be on a podcast? Guess what? We're not even recording this.
I'll Venmo you.
We are all good. We're all good. It's a privilege. So you guys are doing a great job. I wish her safety on the road and... you know, some peace with the two of you.
Oh my gosh. So yesterday I had to go with her for this 5K thing she signed up for, but we parked in the wrong spot and we were racing back and forth. And so she was getting into the passenger seat and I watched her. She got into, we drove her car there, but she was getting into what she thought was my car. Like she forgot what car she took. And I was like, girl. And she like got into the car and I was like, that is not our car. And she's like, cause we were like racing back and forth and we were laughing. I was like, funny story.
No,
that's not. I'm like, I hate to be the downer, but somebody just got
you
shot.
You didn't tell that story. Oh no.
I did, because I was like, you need to be aware of the car you're getting into. I'm like,
babe.
Well, honey, why, what? This is America. So I was like, you're cute and you're adorable, but yes, hey, watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. Our kids have to pay attention to so many more things than we did.
I know. Anyway, love you, Hope.
Love you too.
Bye. Yeah, you the best.
Sneak meeting.
Oh my gosh.
Surprise meeting with Dr. Seidel on a Sunday. Not even her regular office hours. We're so grateful for her.
And I would say to the folks and all my friends and friends I don't know who are posting senior prom pictures and soon to be posting graduation photos and going to be sending their babies away, I hope it was helpful to hear about the shift of parenting from the mindset of abundance. And that really hit me. When you're so deep in the anxiousness and anxiety of what's ending, you're missing a really wonderful beginning. So thinking of you and all the beginnings that are happening.
Yeah. And again, this is like, we do have some reasons to celebrate and it's not too late to celebrate. This is the second day.
No, by the way, we celebrated. We jumped up and down. Yeah. We played Taylor Swift.
You know what I mean? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about just in general, like feeling good about it, feeling great about it. Like we're just getting started here. And I'm glad we brought her on because it did feel like I sensed grieving.
Yeah.
I sensed it and
I totally cried in the DMV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because it's your girl. I might have done the same thing. I know it sounds like I'm just like, all right, she's gone. Where's my beer? Go see Blue Man Group. Like that's not how I feel.
Pass the NASCAR ketchup.
I think
that's from a show, by the way.
But it's
Pass
said
the
in
NASCAR ketchup.
Yes. Right.
Anyway.
But I do have those pangs of, I mean, for me mainly, it's just like, oh man, she's just growing up so fast and she's so spectacular and such a force of nature and has really taken on her growth as something that she's personally responsible for, which is, I don't know that every parent is lucky enough to have a kid who does that, but when they do, it's a cool feeling.
Yeah.
And so for that reason, for all of those reasons, I feel confident that she's going to first of all, going to have an awesome time. She went to like a sleepover and came back and
oh my gosh,
in like a pair of like, they all got put, like,
it was a sweet 16 party. And as a kind of a gift,
matching pajamas,
matching pajamas and they went to a fancy sushi restaurant.
I'm like, nicer than the restaurant we went to.
Yes, it was. And I was like, that sounds like a sober bachelorette party. And I
think you literally said, throw in a stripper and you've got a bachelorette party to our daughter.
Yeah. Sorry. But she had the best time and she drove herself there and she drove herself back. But I texted the little mom's group chat and I was, you know, I'd said, you know, thank you. The pajamas are adorable. What a great, I'm like, you killed it. This was amazing. And she said, this is her second child, 16th birthday. She's like, this is my swan song. I'm done throwing birthday parties. This was the last birthday party I'm responsible for throwing. And so I wanted to make it good. And I got a little choked up there. I was like, oh my, you're right. Cause after 16, maybe you probably go out with your friends when you're 17 and above and your parents aren't responsible for planning for that one.
That's true.
Yeah. So she said, this is my swan song. They blew it out. Everybody got matching PJs. They went to a fancy restaurant. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even think about it. Lola's 16th birthday, that's probably the last party we throw for her.
I mean, she's going to want us to throw some more parties for her, I'm pretty sure. Like, whether it's graduation or...
Yeah.
There's one particularly big one we're going to have to throw for her.
When
she gets married. And she's already got plans on that one. So
it's so funny. She's very interested in the planning, not incredibly interested in like a marriage.
Or the person.
She just not... And she knows it's not soon, but she knows where it's going to be. Yeah, not like the dress and all that stuff. She just knows where it's going to be.
When do the parents get the party planned for them by the... Do we have to turn like 80 or we have to be married for 50 years? When do they throw one for us? I'm excited about that one.
I
want to say
feel like 50.
It's like the first time. What I'm saying is we've got a ways to go.
Yeah, but hey, your 50th birthday is coming up in a couple... How old are you? 48? Why can't I ever... We're spending a lot of time trying to figure out like Alzheimer's prevention for you. I think I'm losing my mind. Maybe it's hormones. I can't remember. You're 48?
Yes.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you get through whatever emotion that was that you were just having.
So you're 48.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to throw you... Not have to. I get to throw you a 50th in like a year and a half.
Should you choose to, yes.
I want to.
And that'll be great. I'm looking forward to it. But until then, our daughter has her license.
Okay. Love you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.